Welcome to Music in a New World, America's Ethnic Traditions. In digital recordings made for this series, we'll hear immigrants throughout the U.S. show the musical gifts they bring to these shores. Our host is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
Jinimi jekta, maikarupika usangapa.
Says, I'm leaving from my country and I'm going to live somewhere else. In another country, they might not like an Indian like they do here in my own country. After I leave this country, everybody, I'm sure, will cry.
Jinimi jakta maikaru pika usanga pa jinimi jakta maikaru pika usanga pa manaki kinjakta shina runata kakuyanga chamana ki kinjakta shina runata kakuyanga Nyukarishka ki papi ka rondo rondo mi wakang. Nyukarishka ki papi ka rondo rondo mi wakang.
Welcome to Music in a New World. I'm Carl Signell. In this program, we'll hear folk music from the Andes, that mountainous region of Ecuador, Bolivia, and Peru. Remember El Condor Pasa? One of the Indian languages of the Andes is Quechua. Quechua, Q-U-E-C-H-U-A. That's the language of the song we just heard. And the person who sang it is Secundo Sandoval. Since not very many people here speak Quechua, including his daughter, he tells his story in Spanish.
Bueno, nosotros somos del campo en donde que vivimos, en chozas, en el campo, durmiendo en el suelo, pero uno... Busca, trata de mejorar, ir a la ciudad, buscar mejor trabajo. Me fui a la capital, al Ecuador, Quito, y luego había una oportunidad de venir para acá a Estados Unidos, no como profesional, pero a trabajar de acuerdo a la habilidad, a la fuerza nuestra.
We're from a village where we live on huts, and we you sleep on the floor. There's no commodities at all, you know, for us. And my father went to the city, to the capital, and he found a very, you know, a job which required for, you know, to better himself. He went from there, he had an opportunity to work with somebody who's, you know, famous, and he had the opportunity to come here to the United States. You know, we were very excited when we came here. Something we've never, everybody, we always used to hear people talking about the United States.
Do the words of that song apply to him? Was he so worried when he left Ecuador, his homeland?
Sí, verdaderamente sí, porque yo salí de mi país sin pensar de que aquí voy a encontrar cariño, todas cosas. Uno piensa de que no va a encontrar cariño como en su propio país, ¿no?
Well, he said that the song does apply for him because when we came here, we didn't think that, you know, people would be friendly or what they would think of us. And that, you know, we were scared, but we found love here and we were very happy.
Thank you.
Secundo Sandoval playing the Andean panpipes. Does he consider himself an Indian?
Sí, nosotros somos, a mucha honra somos indios del campo.
Yes, we consider ourselves Indians. We're from the country where, you know, we don't have many commodities as here, but we are Indians.
That instrument is called rondador in Ecuador. The generic name in English is panpipes, so his instrument is related to the pipes of Pan in Greek mythology and the ancient Chinese ones. I remember when I was a kid, we used to buy them at the candy store. They were made out of wax. When you got tired of playing them, you chewed them up. Well, Mr. Sandoval's instrument lasted longer than that. He said he made this one 50 years ago.
Yo empecé a tocar el rondador porque somos de un país de... verdaderamente del campo, en donde que no teníamos radio, donde que no teníamos televisión, ningún instrumento sofisticado. Entonces uno hace cualquier cosa, o se coge un carrizo, una hoja de un árbol, para entonar música.
In our country we don't have, you know, like we have here, TVs, radios, or anything, or instruments already made. We make our own. And we found, you know, we have bamboo there. We just, you know, pulled a leaf out of a tree and, you know, tried to blow on it to see if it sounded, you know, made a sound. And we, you know, my father made this instrument. Sounds good. Right now you can make rondadores up to even 40 bamboos, but the one that he has 20.
Playing the Andean panpipes, the rondador, Mr. Secundo Sandoval. He usually plays in an ensemble for an Ecuadorian folklore dance troupe in Washington, D.C. Marta Romero directs the troupe, and Raul Mena is the president.
Rumiñahui. It's a Quechua name. Quechua is the Indian language from Ecuador. So Rumiñahui is the name of an Inca chief in Quechua. If we can translate it to English, it would mean face of a stone.
The music that we play this time is from the mountains, it's from the Andes, the music is, if you just hear, you know, spend some time listening to the instruments and the sound that they made, is they play outside, they open in the mountains, the Indians, well, the how they call shepherds, you know, they go with the goats through the mountains, you could hear the wind, the sound of the wind, so the Indians trying to imitate that with rondadors, quenas, flautas, all those air instruments. And what they show is sadness, love, warm, you know, that type of music that really gets into your bones. When I came here to the States, I was kind of lost. And finally, between friends talking about, you know, having a group, I discovered there was a folk group already established here in Ecuador, here in the States, in Washington. So I got in contact when we started to dance for a year or so with this group. And then we had the opportunity to meet Martita there, Romero. And she had a group before in the past. So it seems like we started to blend people in the group and... without even knowing, after a month or so that the group was formed, Rumiñahui, we had about 40 people there.
Thank you.
we are in the group like a family, and we got to be very close. You know, there are some occasions that back in summertime when we used to go to church, you would see in the same church 10, 12 of us, you know, using two lines, you know, of seats in church. We are family related in a way, you know. It seems like we got really close to each other because of things that we've been accomplishing in the past. Most of the musicians, what they do is play by ear. Okay, I mean, they hear the music. Plus, the music we already know from Ecuador. This music has been playing for years and years. So you grew up with that music. So it's nothing new for us. It's just a matter of getting the group together and trying to play the same way that the Indians play.
We have a lot of records also. And we remember, we have been here several years, but we remember that ever since we were children, we grew up with that music. And when we went to festivals or to fairs, they play that music. So when I hear it, I just visualize what I remember when I was over there.
nice. That was Rumi Nyawi, bringing to life music from the Andean Mountains of South America, reviving it for Washington, D.C. and other urban centers up and down the East Coast. Amazing, isn't it, the variety of music in this country? And it has quite a history, too. Why, back in 1930, you could buy a 78 record of Andean music. I don't know what kind of live groups there were, but here's what the Victor Company was selling to Andean immigrants here.
The United States is a country with many cultures, people coming from different areas of the world, and it's easy to get lost all the tradition that one carries with, and it's easy to blend here, trying to stick together and keep our tradition so people will know, you know, where we're coming from.
Hope you enjoyed this program of Andean music recorded in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to comment or order a cassette, please write to us. We love to get mail. Here's the address: Music in a New World, WPFW, 700 H Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. That's Music in a New World, WPFW, 700 H Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Don't forget to tell us what station you're listening to. The musicians were Secundo Jimenez on bombo, that's the drum. Wilson Amores and Willie Moya played the two guitars. Jeff Harvey played the small lute made from an armadillo shell. It's called charango. The accordionist and spark plug of the group was Martita Sandoval, the daughter of the panpipe player, Secundo Sandoval. Many thanks to Marta Romero and Raul Mena for their helping hands. Post-production is at the Image Factory in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Carl Signell. Please join me for the next edition of Music in a New World.
This program is produced by Carl Signell for WPFW, a Pacifica member station. Funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and from the L.J. and Mary C. Skaggs Foundation.